This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with a series called Toolbox for Life. In this series, Pastor Rick teaches you four skills you need to succeed, skills that will equip you to be more effective as you lead in your home, work, school, and community. In just a bit, we're going to let you know how you can get the Toolbox for Life DVD study kit. This kit features four video lessons by Pastor Rick and is perfect for your solo Bible study or for use with a small group. Go to PastorRick.com while you listen today to find out more. Or you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Knowing What Matters Most.
So, the world values appearance, beauty. And the Bible says, no, that's not the important value. The second thing that the world values is not just looking good, but feeling good. Feeling good. And of course, that's pleasure and that's sex. I don't have to convince you that sex dominates our society. Everybody agree with that? I mean, it is used to sell spark plugs and dishwashing soap and everything else. And, you know, people taking a shower and they're shampooing. It's like they're having some kind of experience. And you go, woo-hoo! You know, and sex is used literally to sell everything. Why? Because it's the second big value. I just want to have fun. And if you say, well, my number one goal in life is happiness, you've bought into the world's value system, which says that happiness, feeling good, is more important than doing things right or correct or anything else. You know, it's not by accident that in our culture today, our largest industry is entertainment. It's entertainment because we want to feel good. So the world system is looking good, appearance, feeling good, pleasure and sex. And the third value of the world is having the goods. In other words, materialism, money, wealth, riches, prosperity. We are conspicuous about our consumption. People like to show it off. They want to show off their cars, show off their clothes, their homes, their jewelry, their front lawn, except in Southern California. Where we're ashamed of having a lawn. And we want to base our self-worth on our net worth. And we think that our value is connected to our valuables. It isn't. But that's what the world teaches. Money, sex, power, or passion, possession, position. Sex, salary, status. This is what the world values. This is what every advertisement promotes. Now, here's the problem. Since you're constantly bombarded by the media with these three values about appearance, you got to look good, you got to feel good, and you got to have the goods, even Christians get seduced by those values. And all of a sudden we think, that's the whole purpose of life, to look good, to feel good, and have the goods. And that is not at all what God put you on this planet for. Now, there's a third possible source for your values. And of course, that's God, particularly God's word. And God's word is a far more objective, truthful, not, given sway to your perceptions or the world's opinions. God's word, Jesus said it like this in John 8, if you continue in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, what does God say about these values? Well, I just thought I'd quickly give these verses to you. What does God say about appearance and beauty? 1 Samuel 16:7. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at what? God doesn't care about your appearance. He doesn't care about your appearance. God says it's not about appearance. He says it's not about making pleasure your highest value. Hebrews 11:25, the pleasures of sin only last for a short time. They ain't gonna last. Yeah, it's fun, but you have your kicks, but there'll be the kickbacks. And God says, it's not about wealth. It's not about materialism. Luke 12:15, Jesus says, real life is not measured by how much we own. In other words, the greatest things in life aren't things. So the first question I need to ask is, who's going to be my authority? Myself? That's pretty shaky. The world? That's just the opinion of other people. Or is it going to be God's word? Now, the second question you want to ask is this. What's going to last the longest? What's going to last the longest? This is an important question to ask if you're trying to decide what you're going to build your values on, what's going to be important. And if you want to know what matters most, what doesn't matter, you need to invest your life in something that's going to last the longest. Now, let me be honest with you. We rarely evaluate our values or question our perceptions until we hit a crisis. And when we hit a crisis, and when we're in deep, 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 deep pain, then we just start going, is this really what life's all about? Living for appearance, feeling good, having the goods, looking good? No, it's got to be more than that. And when you're in pain, you start saying, well, maybe my perceptions aren't correct. And maybe my values aren't right. See, what happens is we typically cruise through life like this, never stopping to ask the tough questions about our life until we hit the pain. We don't change when we see the light. We change when we feel the heat. And when we hit the crisis, then we start saying, is this a dead end I'm walking down? Where is this headed? Am I seeing things correctly? Am I deceiving myself? When things are going great, we don't even ask those questions. But when you get fired from your job, or you go through a divorce, or a loved one dies, or you have a health crisis, all of a sudden these values questions become real. Am I really seeing things correctly? Am I listening to what the world says, or am I listening to what God says? Now, one of the greatest weaknesses of our modern culture, there are many, but one of the greatest ones is short-term thinking. Our society has taught us that all that matters is here and now. That's all that matters. Tomorrow doesn't matter. Next year doesn't matter. 1,000 years from today doesn't matter. Eternity, heaven certainly doesn't matter. All that matters is here and now. Live for today. And what we're doing is we're giving our allegiance to things that won't last. Here's what the Bible says. The world and its desires will pass away. But those who do the will of God, what? Read it with me. Will live forever. So to live only for here and now is incredibly short-sighted. It's incredibly short-sighted. Now, when you are tempted, I don't care what temptation is bad for you. I don't care what's your weakness. When you're tempted, temptation is never just between right and wrong. Temptation is not just between good and bad. Temptation is not just between what's best and what's not best. Temptation is always a dilemma between now or later. Now or later. Am I going to do what God says and enjoy the benefits later, or am I going to do what I want and enjoy the benefits now? Every temptation really comes down to now or later. And it's true with my money. Am I going to spend it now, or am I going to save it and enjoy it later? Invest it in heaven. But with my money, with my schedule, am I going to do what's easy for me now, or am I going to do the tough thing now and enjoy the benefit later? With my mouth, am I going to say what I really would like to say right now, or am I going to hold it back and enjoy the benefit of it later? Temptation always between now and later. And so I have to ask the question, what's going to last the longest? 2 Corinthians 4:18 says this. We focus our attention, this is a key to success, not on what we can see around us, but what we cannot see with our eyes. For everything that we see, all the physical things on earth, is temporary. Everything that is seen is temporary. This building is temporary. It's not going to last forever. This table is not going to last forever. The things we see are temporary and will only last a short time, but what is unseen is eternal and will last forever. So the first question is, what's going to be the authority of my life? Me, the world, or God? That's pretty much it. Question number two, what's going to last the longest? I need to do less of my life and things that are short term and more of my life and things that are long term, because God has long term plans for you for millions and millions and trillions of years. Third question that will determine your destiny. Will I choose what's easy or what's best? Oh man, we face this every single day of our lives in 1,000 different ways. Will I choose what's easy or what's best? In other words, am I gonna actually live what I claim to believe? Now, living by your values is called alignment. Living by your values is called integrity. Living by your values is called congruence. Now, this is redundant, but isn't it easier to do what's easy? Duh. That's why they call it easy. It's easier to do what's easy than to do what's right. And 1,000 times a day, I get a choice between what's easy and what's right. Okay, what's easy and what's best. When I do the right thing, that's called congruence. It's called alignment with what I say I believe. Now, why do I point this out? George Gallup did a survey of Americans, and he discovered the number one cause of stress in America. He said the number one cause of stress in America is what he called incongruent values or incongruent lifestyle. What does that mean? We're not living what we say we believe. We believe one thing and we act in another way. And he says, you weren't wired for that. Your body wasn't wired for it. And that's what makes you stressed out, nervous, under tension, because incongruent values, when we say we believe this and we act in a different way, it doesn't work. So I've got to figure out, will I choose what's easy or will I choose what's best? And so we come to the fourth question that will determine your destiny. Question number four, is it worth the price? Paul says in Corinthians, if all we have is here on earth, we Christians are most miserable of all. Why? Because it's not easy to live for Christ in a world that doesn't like Christ. And so the Bible tells us this question, is it worth it? Now, everything in life has a price tag. Everything in life has a price tag. Anytime you say yes to something, then you're saying no to something else. There's a price to be paid. I did this, so I didn't do that. There's a price to be paid in every area of life. Is the prize worth the price in following Christ, in doing the right thing, in doing the hard thing, not the easy thing, in living for long-term reward rather than short-term relief? Well, let me just close with a few verses. I'm just going to go one right after another. Matthew 16, 26, Jesus says this. What profit is there if you gain the whole world and lose eternal life? What can be compared with the value of eternal life? That's a value statement right there. Look up here on the screen. Here's the same verse from the Message paraphrase. What kind of deal is it to get everything you want but lose yourself or your soul? What could you ever trade your soul for? Well, I tell you, people are trading their soul for a lot of things. They're trading it for sex. They're trading it for drugs. They're trading it for self-centeredness. They're trading it for materialism. A lot of people are trading their soul today. A lot of people are trading their soul. Is it worth it? Absolutely not. It's a poor investment. It's a dumb decision. It's a bad choice. Look at this next verse on the screen. Jesus said, the things that are considered of great value by people are worth nothing in God's sight. Question, do you want to live your life based on what people think is important, or do you want to live your life based on what God thinks important? Which of those two do you think is going to matter when you die and you go into eternity and spend trillions and trillions of years in eternity? Which is going to matter, people's opinion or what God has to say, God's truth? Let me give you one more. Look here on the screen. Mark 10:31. Jesus said, many people who seem to be important now will be the least important in eternity. Now, I said earlier that every temptation is a choice between short-term relief and long-term reward. But it's also something else. Every temptation is always a choice between God or me. In every temptation, I am choosing either God or I'm choosing me. It's not just good and evil, right and wrong, better and best. It's a choice. Every temptation is a choice between what God has said to do or what I want to do, God or me. That is a fatal flaw, to choose what I want instead of what God wants. Now, some of you have been coming to Saddleback, and some of you are at the campuses, and you're watching this, and you've been thinking about becoming a Christian. You haven't become a Christian. You haven't stepped across the line. Maybe you come with your spouse or a boyfriend or girlfriend or a friend, and you haven't stepped across the line. As a pastor who loves you, I just need to be real honest with you. I need to be real honest with you before you make the decision to give your life to Jesus Christ. You cannot follow Christ without a shift in your values. Sorry, you can't. You can't say, I'm going to follow Christ and, by the way, live like hell. I want to go to heaven, but I want to live like hell. I want to go to heaven, but I want to be the judge of my own life. I want to choose what I want to do. I'm going to listen to me, not what the Bible says. I want to do what the world says is important. And I'm going to spend most of my life trying to look good, trying to feel good, and try to have the goods. You can't. Don't even waste your effort. You can't. Following Christ requires something called repentance. Now, we don't understand that word because nobody uses it anymore. When people say the word repentance, they think of a guy on the street with a sandwich sign that says, turn or burn. You're going to die and fry while we go to the sky. You know, it's like holding up a big sign, repent. Repentance is not a bad word. It actually simply means, it's the Greek word, metanoia, which means to change your mind. That's all it means. Repent means to change your mind. It means to say, I used to think this, but now I think this. I used to value this, but now I value this. I used to think this was important, but now I know this is what's really important. You can't follow Jesus without repenting. You can't follow Jesus without a change in your value system. I'll close with this verse from Paul, Philippians chapter 3. Paul says this, his personal story, his personal testimony. Paul says, you know, I once thought that all these things, the things in the world, what the world values, I once thought all these things were so very important, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done for me. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared to the priceless gain of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage. That's a value statement. All the stuff the world thinks cool, it's garbage. It's not worth it. So that I may have him. Now, let me close by giving you a new definition of success. Definition of success. Not having the goods, looking good, and feeling good. Success is living by the values that God will reward someday. That is real success. Living my life by the values that God will reward someday. Jim Elliot said, he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep for that which he cannot lose. That'll determine your destiny. Let's bow for prayer. Possessions aren't going to last. So why spend your whole life trying to pile those up? Popularity isn't going to last. Prestige isn't going to last. Pleasure isn't going to last. Power isn't going to last. What is going to last is what God says. And I'll invite you to pray. Just say, Father, I want my life to count. I've wasted a lot, but I want the rest of my life to count. Today, I want to settle the issue of authority in my life. And I don't want it to be the world, and I don't want it to be my feelings. I want it to be your word. I want your truth, the rock of ages, the truth of all the ages, to be the final authority on my values of what matters and what doesn't. I don't want what culture says. I don't want what my friends say. I don't even want what I tell myself. I want your truth in your word to be my authority. And I humbly ask this in your name. Amen. Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so thankful that you've chosen to spend some time with us. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Rick will be back in just a moment to close out our time today, but first, the truth is, sincere desire and determination alone are not enough to succeed in life. Many people will work hard, but it's not all about working hard. It's all about working God's way. And the Bible is full of instruction to help us. That's why Pastor Rick put together Toolbox for Life, a 4-session video study kit to help you discover and develop 4 essential success-building skills found in the Bible. Skills that will equip you to be more effective as you lead in your home, work, school, and community. When you give a gift to support the Ministry of Daily Hope, we'll send you the Toolbox for Life study kit, complete with a 4-session DVD and a workbook, to say thanks for partnering with Pastor Rick to take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world. Be sure to request the Toolbox for Life study kit when you give a gift today. It's perfect for both personal and small group study time. Get yours right now by going to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. Or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with a closing thought.
You know, as we close today, I just want to say thank you for joining me in today's broadcast. I want to encourage you in another way, through my free Daily Hope devotionals. Are you getting those? These Daily Hope devotionals are a summarization of many of the things that I teach on the broadcast. All you got to do is just go to my website, PastorRick.com. You can sign up for the daily devotionals. They're free. They'll be delivered free to your inbox 7 days a week. And I want to help you in this other way. It's another way of reinforcing your spiritual growth. Thanks for listening today. We love you. We thank God for you. And join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.